This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The main inflation number for June comes tomorrow. Economists are forecasting that we'll see a cooler consumer price index, which would mean progress in the fight against inflation. But it could also signal an economic slowdown, Marketplace's Ali Budner reports.
The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is kind of like a month-to-month snapshot of increases or decreases in what we pay for goods and services, things like food, gas, clothing, cars, travel, and entertainment. It's not the only measure the Fed looks at, but because inflation is such a big deal right now,
all of the incoming inflation reports are highly important to the Federal Reserve as they determine the future path of interest rates.
Kathy Bosjancic is chief economist at Nationwide. She expects the overall CPI to trend down. But even if so, Bosjancic says that's not likely to prevent the Fed from raising rates again later this month.
However, if this month and then, again, followed by next month is a little softer, then they may not go ahead and raise rates in September. So it does matter.
And remember, the CPI is not a monolith. It includes pricing data across many different sectors, some where prices are increasing and others where they're trending down. Kenneth Rogoff is a professor of economics at Harvard University.
Used cars, which went way up in price, have started coming down. And believe it or not, housing seems to be coming down. Those are big items in the consumer price index that's going to help.
But Rogoff says when you look at more day-to-day expenses,
restaurants, food, other kind of services, laundry, those are still going up.
That's why many economists and the Fed may be paying closer attention to something called core CPI. That's a read on inflation that excludes food and energy, because those prices tend to fluctuate more. Michael Puglisi is a senior economist with Wells Fargo.
Economists like to look at that core CPI measure to try to figure out just how persistent and sticky is that underlying inflation beyond what's just happening with food and energy, which can be quite volatile.
Puglisi says core CPI is also predicted to drop a bit.
As we get into the second half of the year, policymakers at the Fed are keenly aware that this is when core inflation should start to slow down some, and they want to see that in the data.
But if not, he says, then the Fed might have to go back to the drawing board. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.